You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're going to have a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the North Kingstown Community Chorus. And we have two representatives of the chorus here with us. We have the chairman, the all-around boss and good guy, Jim Findlay, is here. Jim, nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike.
And the real boss, I'm sure. The woman that is not behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes, the director of the chorus for 25 years, Roberta Bellinger.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. It's a long time in coming. We've had a lot of the community groups on in Rhode Island and in southeastern Connecticut and nearby Massachusetts. But here's the one that's practically closest to us, and we're just getting to you. But welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's find out a little bit about Jim. First of all, your title is chairman. What do you do exactly for the chorus?
Well, the quick answer would be whatever Roberta wants me to do.
Like we said, the real boss, right?
Well, as you know, Mike, there's a gazillion details that need to be handled, and I just work with the other board members and Roberta to get them done.
Okay, and how long have you been involved with the chorus?
Actually, we moved to Rhode Island in 2001. My wife joined first in 2001, and I joined in 2006.
I see. So you're a rookie.
On Rhode Island standards, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome to the fold. And Roberta, you have a very long history here in Rhode Island. For someone that's just in her 30s, for directing the chorus for 25 years, that's a great accomplishment.
You're absolutely right, Mike.
Let's tell us a little bit about your background and how this all started.
Well, I had just graduated from URI. I'm a late bloomer. I graduated, I got my degree in voice performance exactly 1 year before my daughter graduated from Boston Conservatory.
Wow.
So I'm a late bloomer, and I was approached by a small group of singers that wanted to sing at Christmas time. And they asked me if I would direct, and they were going to try and do the Messiah, Handel's Messiah, in two rehearsals. And I got a little cross-eyed and said, I don't think so. So I said, as long as you'll let me select some music, I'd be happy to do it. After that little performance, they decided to stick together and get organized, and off we went.
So the North Kingstown Community Chorus was born.
Yes.
And you have, do you meet regularly?
Is this yes. Yeah, every Tuesday night. We have two seasons. So we rehearse about 13 weeks, put on our winter concert, and then start again for our spring concert.
And not during the summer?
No, we've been lucky and fortunate to be invited to sing along with the town band at some of their summer concerts. But other than that, we take a break.
It's kind of a typical chorus season,
mm-hmm.
Preparing for the winter concert and then the spring concert. All right, we'll find out a little bit about each of those. And you have an event coming up very soon, like next week, right?
We're very, very excited. Yeah, next weekend, following weekend, Saturday night, May 1, Sunday afternoon. This is our 25th anniversary concert. And we have lots of special plans, lots of exciting things that's going on.
All right. I'm sure we'll find out a lot about that and other things that the chorus is doing. But let's get to a piece of music right off the bat here. And tell us about this song that a lot of us are going to know from a play and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
This is very exciting. But one of the things that's happening with this 25th anniversary is that we're going back and singing some of our favorite pieces over the years. And we've performed this one several times. It has a great band. And it's a wonderful opener. It introduces our chorus.
All right. We'll just leave it at that. We won't even tell anybody what it is. They'll be surprised. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present North East Community Chorus Cabaret.
Roberto, a lot of community choruses are made up of sometimes a certain age group. You have to be either a male or a female, or if it's a mixed chorus, adult or whatever. What is the makeup of North Kingstown Chorus?
Well, I think that's what makes it a success is that it is varied. We have high school students right up to singers in their 80s.
Wow.
We have families. We have father-daughters. We have grandmothers and their children and this kind of thing. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful, wonderful makeup.
And this happens by just the desire to sing, or is there an audition procedure?
No, there is no audition. And I think if you go back, there were two very fine directors in North Kingstown that tried to start classical choirs, and they did not work. Mm-hmm. This chorus is no audition. It's people that just want to sing. They work all day, and they come into rehearsal and have a good time, work hard, and that's, I think, a very big part of this chorus success.
Right. And Jim, is someone like you, do you have a musical background, or how did that, what made, beside your wife being there first?
A little bit. I sang in the Glee Club in college.
Okay.
I then really took a 35-year hiatus, but just love to sing, and Roberta goes out of her way to make rehearsals fun. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm normally really tired by 7 o'clock, but go to rehearsal and just get all energized up.
Something you look forward to each week.
Absolutely.
I'm
not the only one.
Night can't come soon enough sometimes, right?
Right.
Just a chance to sing. Well, that's great. Roberta, I notice on our list of songs that you brought with you, this next one means a lot to a lot of people. Tell us about what we're going to listen to.
Yeah,
here.
This piece, a lot of people may know, it's called The Armed Forces Salute. And again, it's one of the pieces that we've performed a number of times over our years. And the first time we performed it, an interesting thing happened in that as this song is compiled of the songs of each military group, and we were singing the Navy song, and suddenly men were standing up. And then we sang the Coast Guard song and Men Were Standing Up. Well, the chorus got so emotional by the time we got to the end of the song, we almost couldn't finish it. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a wonderful response from the audience.
Well, it is a wonderful routine, and I've had the fortune of seeing this done myself, and it always gets a great response. And I'm sure you said the men were standing up, but I'm sure you had a lot of women standing
up,
too.
Yes, we did.
All right. We'll take a listen to that right now. Our salute to the armed forces.
Thank you.
right. You can all be seated again if you stood up for your armed forces. And we'll get back to the business of talking about the North Kingstown Community Chorus. And Roberta, we talked about the ages of people involved with the chorus, but about how many people on an average do you have perform with?
Well, we've expanded, so now we have usually at least 100, you know, sometimes even more at the winter season because people like to sing the Christmas music.
Wow.
But when we started, it was about 24, and we performed at the North Kingstown Free Library, and since then we've had to move to the high school because we need more room.
Oh, well, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. To get more people singing is a wonderful thing. And speaking of more people singing, you have a youth chorus involved with this, correct?
Yes, we do. About 1991, we realized that not every elementary school in North Kingstown had a chorus for the children, so we added one. And it's been very successful, and we have done a number of joint songs. They do their own section of music, but we have always tried to find a number where we can work with them together with the adult chorus.
Excellent. Well, we have a song that we can listen to a portion of right now called I Believe in Springtime, correct?
Mm-hmm. By John Rutter.
All right. We'll listen to that and listen for the children singing along. If people want to listen to this music live, Jim, they have that opportunity to do that next weekend at your concerts. How do they go about getting tickets?
Probably the easiest way is to go onto our website, which is nkchorus.org. It lists all the different places that you can get them. Or just call the our ticket sales number, which is 295-1699.
295-1699. or NK Chorus. That's a pretty good website. NKChorus.org is their website. All right. And the time and place, Jim, of the concerts?
The first concert is Saturday, May 1st at 7 o'clock in the North Kingstown High School. And the second one is Sunday at 3 o'clock, also at the North Kingstown High School.
All right. And ticket prices range from what, roughly?
Basically, at the door, they're $12. In advance, they're $10.
Okay, great. All right. Sounds like a heck of a deal. Advance tickets for just $10. So we want to make sure we take that in. Let's close out this segment, Roberta, with a fun song.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll take a short break and be back with more. What are we going to listen to here?
Well, the next song is Sing, Sing, Sing by Louis Prima. We have a wonderful band. This is a great example of jazz and a very exciting piece that we've performed a number of times, a favorite.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take a break and be back with more of the North Kingstown Community Chorus. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with representatives of the North Kingstown Community Chorus. Roberta and Jim are here with us, and we're finding out all the wonderful things that's happening with that chorus, not only now, but a little bit of past history. And we talked about this, the makeup of the chorus, Roberta, but is it a typical Glee Club type style that you do?
No, this is a bit of a show chorus.
It's a
bit of a show chorus. We have a great band. We have choreography, some created by members of the chorus. And then we've been very fortunate to connect with Ellie Lupo, who is a retired professional dancer in both New York and Boston. And she loves providing some of her students for us. And the numbers are very exciting. You don't just sit there and watch people sing. You get involved, and it's a mixed bag.
All right, so they get to see things too, a little bit of movement and dance, and all kinds of wonderful things. Yes. Sounds like they're going to be happening. And on this show, the music that we listened to in the first segment, that is all music that will be performed on
Absolutely.
That concert,
Absolutely.
Right, on May 1st.
Yeah.
And the rest of the music we're going to listen to today is kind of archive things to give an example of what the chorus has done in the past, right?
Yeah, we decided for this 25th anniversary that we'd go back and pull out some of our favorites that we've done over the years. And with the exception of one song that maybe wasn't our favorite, actually they hated it because they had to learn how to yodel, and Northeastern people don't really like to yodel. So, we're doing it as the worst.
You have the best and the worst.
And the worst, absolutely.
But only one of the worst.
Only
so
one of
it'll go
the
by
worst.
Quickly.
Yes.
All right. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, what's this next piece that you brought for us?
The next piece is called Tuwimbe by David Wagoner. And we do a lot of a variety of music, ethnic music.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a little different. I think it's Swahili.
All right. We'll listen to this now and be back with more. You've mentioned a couple times that you have a great band that plays along with you, or you sing along with the band, however you want to look at that. Tell us about the backup instrumentation that you have.
Well, we've been fortunate over the years to have some wonderful accompanists, starting with Grace Moran, and they were just volunteers. They just wanted to help the group get going. I think for the past 9 years, we've been so fortunate to have Christina Brindle as our accompanist. She teaches at RIC. She loves the chorus. I've never worked with such a fine musician. Her rhythm is just perfect, so that if she played it wrong and the chorus learned it wrong, we'd be in trouble, but it just doesn't happen. She has a wonderful sense of humor. Should she hit a wrong note, I give her a little glance and she laughs, and when I make a mistake, she holds me to it as well. So we get along very well. We're just so fortunate to have her. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Let's go to this next piece of music, which is called Colors of My Life. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful ballad from Barnum, and that's just what it is. It's a wonderful harmonic piece of music that we love to sing, and I think people love to hear.
All right. We're going to play just a portion of that. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that and then be back. First came in this evening, you gave me a playlist of what you're going to be playing, and I noticed this next piece, I recognize the name, but I quite frankly didn't realize why I recognized it, and you filled me in on Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Beisel. She plays violin for us. She is also an Olympian in swimming.
And that's where I remember the name from.
Yes.
Not from playing violin, but maybe someday.
Maybe someday. So I've known Elizabeth and her family for many years. She is a very accomplished pianist, and she's been studying violin for a number of years. We're delighted that she comes and plays for us.
All right. We'll hear that in this next piece. But also, this next piece gives us an indication that not all singers in your group are just people that are doing odd jobs around the community and come in on Tuesday nights.
That come in off the street? You're right. You're right. It's interesting. The gentleman singing the solo, Richard Johnson, is a professional singer. We have singers who have studied voice. High school students, it's interesting, that can't fit chorus or concert choir into their schedule, so we fill a need for that, for that. And just people that just want to sing. And here we are.
All right. And this next piece is called Children of Eden. Is that correct?
Yes, it's from the Broadway show by the same name. Gorgeous music. It has a bit of religious text to it, and it's just beautiful piece.
All right, we'll listen to that, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversation.
Like this brief day, my night is nearly gone, but through the night, my children, you will go on. senses, but I still believe in second chances.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are speaking to members of the North Kingstown Community Chorus. Not only members, but we have the chairman here, Jim Findley, and Roberta, the director, Roberta Bellinger. It's great to have you both with us and talking about all of the things going on at the Community Chorus. And Jim, you didn't get to talk much in the last segment, so I'm going to ask you a question. The chorus has been together for 25 years now, and you've accomplished quite a few things in the world of giving back. Tell us some of those things that have happened as far as things that you've been able to give back to the community.
Sure, Mike. It's mostly oriented towards the children in the town. One of our, in our mission statement, one of our goals is to support the music in the town, and that has led to every year we give a scholarship to a student who's going to pursue music at the college level, and we also ask them to perform with us in our spring concert, which is always a lot of fun. We've also given a grand piano to the high school, new risers for the high school, money to every single school in town to support their music activities. And this year, as part of our 25th anniversary, we're hoping to give the the town musicians a major gift. We haven't quite decided what it's going to be, but we're hoping to raise some extra money this year to make a special gift.
Well, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Roberta, you should be very proud of the... those are no small things. I know that just one of those items, the cost of risers is just amazing. Never mind music for all the students in the entire town. That's great. And that's a great focus, I'm sure, for not only having a good time on Tuesday nights, but a sense of accomplishment.
Definitely.
And I'm sure there are some great stories that go along with that that we maybe don't have time for tonight. But Tuesday night is the night that you meet. And where do you meet?
We're rehearsing right now at Quidnesset Elementary School, which is near Quonset.
Mm-hmm.
We work from 7 to 9 with a little break and a joke in between.
Okay.
No refreshments unless you bring your own. It's a fun rehearsal. We work hard, but it's a fun rehearsal.
Now, are rehearsals open if someone wants to come by and just listen? Or are you...
We'd like to even suggest when a new person drops in that they just borrow a packet of music and sit in for a week or two to see if it's what they're looking for.
Great.
We are not a classical chorus, as I've mentioned before. We fit a particular need, and if that works for you, you're welcome.
Well, that's great. And
there is a slight fee. Did I mention that?
A slight fee. But as a nonprofit organization,
yes.
Right? Nonprofit organization,
right.
That gives all these things back to the community, that's great. This next song, sounds to me like it's a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
We like to feature either the men or the women, either one or both sometimes in the concert. This is an all-time favorite where the men just like to exclaim how wonderful and how important they are. You know, they sing all the bass notes and they sing all the oohs and they sing all the ahs, and the ladies maybe make a little bit of fun of them. But anyways, we are known for our fun pieces, and when you sit in the audience, you are entertained.
Great. And Roberta, you should know after all these years in music that far and away, the most important person in a chorus is the bass.
I agree, Mike.
We're the men of the chorus, we're the men. We're the ones you seldom hear, we're the men. The composers all ignore us, they don't know we sound so glorious. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men. Someone to woo, it's the man. When they need someone to ah, it's the man. When they need someone to rest, they think men can do it best. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men.
Thank both of you, Jim and Roberta, for coming in this evening and telling us about North Kingstown Community Chorus. Sounds like a lot of great things are happening there. It should only happen in every community that they have an active group like that, nonprofit organization that gives back so much. And sounds like you have a great time. It's just one of those things that makes you feel good. Jim, tell us one more time about time and place of the upcoming concert.
Okay, Mike, our 25th anniversary concert will be this coming weekend, Saturday, May 1st at 7 o'clock at the North Kingstown High School, and Sunday, May 2nd at 3 o'clock, also at the high school. And we're very excited. We're going to have a special show, and we hope you all will come.
And the phone number is 295-1699, correct?
That's correct. Or you can go to our website, nkchorus.org, which lists a number of local merchants where you can get tickets. And if you buy them in advance, they're $10 each. At the door, they're $12.
Either way, sounds like a great deal. And Roberta, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure to meet you and discuss the music with you.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you with us. And continued success. And we can't wait 25 years to do another interview. So come back and tell us about your next season. I hope you'll do that. And right now, finish up with just telling us about this last song.
This last song is a wonderful American spiritual, again, with our diversity. We do Broadway, patriotic, and this one is called This Little Light of Mine. We think everybody knows it, and we have a wonderful, lively rendition.
All right. Sing along at home if you'd like to This Little Light of Mine, and then we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversation. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.